Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Only you can make all this world seem right. Only you.
We're back. Well, back to the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. That's Tony Williams, the lead singer of The Platters, if you didn't know who that was. What a great song. What a great band. Bill Treasurer is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the author of Right Risk, 10 Powerful Principles for Taking Giant Leaps with Your Life. He speaks to people all over the world about how to understand when to take risks, how to do it for the right reasons. And another thing that he talks about is one of my favorite topics, because small business owners really need to understand this concept, and that's courage. Bill Treasurer, welcome back to the show.
Jim, great to be back.
It's good to have you back, as always. And I'm glad you wanted to talk about courage, because this is a characteristic that I started noticing probably about 25 years ago. I started realizing that there was such a thing as courage in the marketplace, and I started noticing people who had courage, and I started noticing people who didn't have courage. Mm-hmm. And once I got to where I could do that, it really helped me to find out who I could count on and who I couldn't count on.
You know, I think it is a seminal topic, particularly for a small business owner, is are you going to be courageous? There's certainly a lot of times where it's hard to be courageous because we have to face our fears and overcome some sorts of inadequacies in order to be courageous and to be bold. But if you think about it, Jim, it connects to so many other concepts that are business-related.
Right.
To be an innovator, you've got to come up with groundbreaking but often tradition-defying ideas. To be an entrepreneur, you've got to knock on doors that might reject you. To be a leader, you have to make bold decisions where people are going to line up against the decision or for the decision. So business really is a function of how bold are you going to be, and mm-hmm. courage comes with the territory.
Well, let's define courage for our listeners. What is your definition of courage?
Well, that's a great question. I think that, you know, John McCain recently wrote a book called Why Courage Matters, and it's a very interesting book. And I think that he defines it pretty well in there, that courage is acting in the face of your fears.
Mm-hmm.
That basically, courage is not fearless. Let's define that right off the bat. Courage, in fact, is full of fear, but is doing the thing that you're afraid of despite the fact that you are afraid.
Somebody, my definition has always been courage is bravery, is doing something brave after you've had time to think about it. But I heard somebody else say one time, and I think this is more of a classic definition, that courage is bravery that said its prayers.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I like that one.
Because there's a tinge of fear that goes with courage. In fact, there is a common belief that you can't really be courageous unless you have some fear.
Mm-hmm.
Your knees are, typically shaking. Your voice is shaking. Your hands are sweaty when you're in a courageous moment. And yet, it's in those courageous moments when we're doing the thing that's really hard for us that we're most proud of ourselves.
Right.
Versus when we're walking towards our cowardice.
And oftentimes, when I see someone behaving courageously, I'm also simultaneously witnessing them maybe at their most creative moment.
You know, that's true. In fact, there's a great book called The Courage to Create by Rollo May.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows you that innovation is hard, creativity is hard, and it does take a certain dose of courage to be able to do both of those things.
Well, let's look at the environment of in a scenario like that where we're wanting to start a business.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of people who are going to be around us to say, we're stupid, we're nuts, we're crazy. How could we be thinking about something like that? You must be out of your mind. This
yeah.
won't work. What makes you think you can do that? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of those people might be you. You might be saying that to yourself.
Such a great point. The naysayers are always going to come out when you're sitting on a risk that's substantial.
Yeah.
And you're right. In my own life, for example, as you know, I left a six-figure income with a top-notch management consulting company to start my own business.
Jumped right into the fire there, didn't you, Bill?
Yeah. And as I was leaving that six-figure job, my dad was telling me, you know, what are you doing that for? You've got a great job with a great company, safe and sound and secure. And his argument from his perspective, trying to keep me safe, was right. But I knew from my own career and that it really was sort of a slow death.
Mm-hmm.
I needed to reinvigorate my career and go into the sweet spot following my own passion about the things that I wanted to do with my career. I left in 2002 to start my own business. And now the company I left is actually my biggest client.
Yeah.
And my dad now looks at it and he's proud of me.
Well, it's a situation where until somebody takes a risk, we don't learn anything. We don't find out anything. There's no growth until somebody takes a risk, until somebody demonstrates courage and takes a risk. You know, a friend of mine, Tom Feltenstein, says when he, and I'm going to shorten and paraphrase a long quote that I have from him. But he basically says that I think he would define courage this way. I think he would say it's when I'm willing to risk what I know for what I might learn.
That's a great way.
Isn't that a great one?
That's a great way to put it, because I think a lot of people that want to start their own business, but they're tethered to their computer like it's a respirator, and they have a slow. The challenge is that any risk has two risks. There's the risk of action, which we all know you can wipe out. But there's the risk of inaction,
right,
which is sort of taking the risk of a slow safety. But over time, it's actually pretty dangerous when you're not reinvigorating your career and you're going stagnant. You know, if you're coasting, you can only coast while you're going downhill.
Right. Well, that's something I've heard a lot of people tell me, that the break point for them, whether when it was time to either start a business as you did in 2002, as I did in 89,
mm-hmm.
To start their own business, the issue of maybe you've already got a business, but it's time to hire another employee or buy another computer or take another product line or buy out a competitor or whatever it might be, give a proposal bigger than you've ever given before, whatever that courageous step was something that it was an important step, and it was something that you'd never done before. But the thing about it was that you determined that not doing it was a bigger risk than doing it.
Exactly.
And I think that's the break point for a lot of us. But the key is are we listening to ourselves? Are we asking ourselves that question? Is it a bigger risk to do this, or is it a bigger risk not to do it? And I'm going to get you to comment on that when we come back after these messages. It's 20 after. I'll get on the right side of the clock in a minute, folks. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Bill Treasurer is our guest. He's the author of Right Risk. Back, it's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Bill Treasurer, also known as Captain Inferno. He's the author of Right Risk. And Bill, I know you've told my audience about this before, but it's a fun story. Tell us about Captain Inferno.
I'm glad you asked. Well, I used to travel around the country for 7 years, and my uniform every single day when I showed up to work was a Speedo.
Yeah.
I am a former professional high diver who used to dive from 100-foot platforms in aquatic entertainment productions at Six Flags and Marineland and Magic Mountain in California, all around the country and all around the world as a U.S. high diving team member. And some of those dives I used to do while on fire. And, in fact, the cover of my book has a picture of me fully engulfed in flames, diving into a pool in front of 2,000.
You'd be glad to know that he's not in a Speedo, and thank you for not giving us that image on the cover there, Bill. But he is wrapped up in some pretty good stuff. But now, how high was that platform?
The cover of the book, it's only a 30-foot, which is actually kind of a low high.
Is that
dive.
All?
Yep. But my high dives that I was doing on a regular basis were 100 feet, which is about the equivalent of a 10-story building. And the thing is that I'm a high diver who's afraid of heights.
I know, as the country song goes, Bill, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
And I, you know, I take the lessons as a guy who has overcome or at least managed his fear of heights, and I say, hey, what's the thing that you, as a small business owner, what's your giant leap? Where, what platform are you standing on? Where are you playing it too safe? And here's some principles that you might be able to apply in your own life to be a bit more courageous.
If someone wanted to buy your book, how would they do that?
Best way to do that would go to any online bookseller. In fact, you go to your regular bookseller at your local store, or you can go to my website, which is www.giantleapconsulting.com. That's giantleapconsulting.com.
And the book is called Right Risk, and the author is Bill Treasurer, just like you think he would be spelled. And so I encourage you to check it out, folks. And also, Bill, you're available if companies wanted to use you to help them to build courage in their employees and team building and that sort of thing, don't you?
I do. And in fact, my signature keynote address is called Take a Giant Leap. So I get paid to tell people to take a giant leap.
Now, if they wanted you to set yourself on fire while you were doing this, would you do that?
You know, I honestly would do a fire dive again.
I believe you would.
But a high dive from 100 feet, that would, you don't want to see me in a Speedo these days.
Now you, well, I don't. Well, okay, we won't go there at all. Hey, Bill, let's get back to this courage thing. You know, I think that there are people out there who are making decisions right now about what to do. You know, the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor is a report that's done every year by our friends at Babson College and the University of London, I think is the name of it, and our good friend Zoltan Ach is the editor of that. They survey entrepreneurs all over the country to see what's going on out there in the landscape, and they determine that 1 in 12 Americans is actively pursuing their own small business. Now, I think those people who are doing that are having some challenges right now, and they don't realize. I think they're not really calling it courage when they make decisions to take the next step, whatever it is. I don't think that they're thinking of it as courage, but I think it would help them if they did think about that. Don't you think so?
Yes, you know, courage is elemental. We get a lot of training courses. In fact, I do training courses on leadership and how to, you know, be a team member, how to sell ideas and stuff. But something really elemental to our professional lives is courage. And in fact, I do have a course now on courage building. Aristotle said that courage is the first virtue because it makes all the other virtues possible. Mm-hmm. And if you think of all the ways that courage could help expand your business and grow your career, you start thinking, well, maybe it's a topic I need to learn more about. And you're right, the chances are you're already being courageous, but we need to position it that way because that's what we're really talking about.
How do we build courage? How do we acquire it?
Well, I think that you alluded to it before, that there are many moments in your life. For instance, it's almost like an initiation moment, that big leap moment when we start our own business. That's a major courageous moment. But once you do that, once you sort of expand your courage capability, you start to build and fortify your muscles around courage, and you're able to take bigger leaps later on. So I think that if you take have a regular regimen of small, courageous things, eventually you can get yourself to a much bigger, courageous place.
Also, don't you think personal preparation, education, and learning skills, don't you think capability and building confidence contributes to courage?
Absolutely. You know, I would never suggest anybody start their own business and just do a 100-foot high dive right off the bat. You know, when I started my business, I took classes at evening at Emory over here about how to start a business. I talked to other business owners who were in the same industry as I was. I researched it on the internet. There was a lot of preparation because what you're doing in preparation is you're lowering your high dive. Now, there's some element that you're still, a calibration between, you're still going to have a risk, but if you can lower the risk enough that it makes it so that it's still exciting but not petrifying, then you're on a much better place to be able to have a courageous moment.
Well said, Bill. We're going to have to wrap it up because we're coming to the end of our visit, but it's been a great, as always, visiting with you, Bill. Give us your website one more time.
That's www.giantleapconsulting.com. And, Jim, it's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you for being here. We'll have you get back again real soon. Bill Treasurer, ladies and gentlemen, his book is called Right Risk. Wherever books are sold, I encourage you to check it out. 10 powerful principles for taking giant leaps with your life. Got to take a quick break. I'll be right back with our good friend, Dr. Rosalind Glickman. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Everybody, 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 blue when they lonesome.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.